This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
American Sign Language Basics, a friendly guide for beginners. Learn the essentials of American Sign Language with easy tips and resources for beginners. Perfect for lifelong learners and adult education seekers. Getting started with American Sign Language, a friendly introduction. Hey, so I wanted to share something pretty cool that I've been exploring lately. American Sign Language, or ASL for short. It's more than just a way to talk with your hands. It's a vibrant, expressive language, and learning some basics can be super rewarding. Whether you want to communicate with deaf friends, expand your skills for work, or just enjoy a new hobby. Let me give you a casual intro to ASL basics. Think of this like a little crash course you can start right now. Why learn ASL? First off, you might wonder why ASL is worth learning. Well, aside from being one of the fastest growing languages in the US, it's an important part of deaf culture and community. Learning ASL also sharpens your communication skills in general, including paying attention to facial expressions and body language, which are key in ASL and helpful everywhere else. Whether you're into adult education, continuing education, or just curious as part of your lifelong learning, picking up ASL opens doors, both socially and professionally. Getting the basics down. Here are some starting points to get your fingers moving. The alphabet, finger spelling. ASL has its own alphabet, which lets you spell out words or names that don't have a sign yet. Each letter has a unique hand shape. Getting comfortable with this key early on. Numbers. Numbers are pretty straightforward, but the signs can look a little different than what you expect, especially the numbers 1 through 5, which often use one hand. Basic greetings. Like any language, ASL has common phrases like hello, thank you, and how are you. These are your go-to once you've got fingerspelling down. Facial expressions. This is crucial. In ASL, your facial expressions aren't just decorative, they give meaning to the signs. For instance, raising your eyebrows might turn a statement into a question. Tips to make learning ASL fun. Practice regularly. Even just 5 to 10 minutes every day makes a difference. Use online courses. There are lots of great platforms offering structured lessons, including options geared towards distance learning that fit your schedule. Watch videos and ASL content. YouTube is packed with tutorials and real ASL conversations. This helps your eyes adjust to the flow of the language and picking up nonverbal cues. Join community groups. Whether online or local meetups, speaking with real people makes it stick. Where to find quality learning resources? Looking for a credible place to get serious about learning? I've seen some excellent options for professional development and continuing education through platforms offering not just basic ASL, but deep cultural context too. One standout is Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They have a broad range of subjects, and while ASL lessons might be just the start, it's a great way to engage with structured and expert-curated content. If you're curious about expanding your skills or just want to try out some new knowledge on your own time, explore courses now. It's a neat way to keep up with lifelong learning and enjoy the flexibility that comes with distance learning. Wrapping up. So that's a little teaser to get you started with ASL basics. It's a fun, rewarding language that goes beyond just signs. It's about connection and culture, too. If you keep playing with it and giving yourself time, pretty soon you'll be greeting friends or even signing along with songs or videos in no time. Thanks for hanging out and chatting about ASL with me. Whether you're here for personal growth or professional reasons, this is one skill that pays off in so many unexpected ways.